Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Mayor Teresa Coletta.
And you're, of course, the mayor of Burnsville. And it is an exciting time of the year. Of course, it's Christmas in the mountains. You can't beat that. But you've got a big event coming up Friday night on the town square in Burnsville. It's going to be an exciting time.
It is. You're so right. It's an annual event now that we do Christmas caroling on the square on one of our Fridays in December. And this year it will be on Friday, December the 7th, and the purpose of Christmas caroling is twofold. We want people to come out and enjoy the beautiful Christmas caroling that we have, and you can join in with the singers, but also our stores stay open later, come and eat and shop and enjoy the music.
You've got a great bunch of people lined up this year. Tell us a little bit about who
okay.
else is going to be there.
Well, one thing that is new this year, we tried to do it last year and we were snowed out, but we're going to be doing on an annual basis, always lighting a Christmas tree on the square. And so this year, lighting the Christmas tree for the first time will be our Burnsville Elementary kindergarten classes. There's about 45 children that will be coming to light the Christmas tree, and helping them with music will be the Mountain Heritage Choral Singers singing "Oh Christmas Tree, Oh Christmas Tree" as they light it.
What a great way to start.
Well, it is. And then we have Donna Riddle and the Mountain Express. And, of course, we have brought back some favorites, Fritz and Joy Young. And, of course, Dylan and Jennifer Wilson and their friends, the Griffith Chapel Singers, Liberty Hill Baptist Church. It's just going to be a good time to sing. Now, each group has about 15 minutes, so they don't get so cold they can't sing.
That's right.
And then we move on to another group, and you're welcome to sing with them, or just bring your chair, pull up close. We're going to have a heater on so you don't freeze, and we will be serving free hot chocolate. And we're delighted that helping the town sponsor this wonderful event is our local newspaper, the Yancey Times Journal.
It's always great to have good sponsorships. One of the great things about living in where we live is the businesses are so willing to chip in to make sure we all have a good time. So now, this event is Friday night, and actually a little earlier over at the town center, some guy in a red suit's going to show up, isn't he?
Ho, ho, ho. Yes.
So that's going to start the evening off.
That will start at 5:30 at the town center. Santa Claus will be there until the last child has sat on his lap. And at the same time that he is starting his visit with children at 5:30 on Friday evening, our singing of the Christmas carols on the square also begins at 5:30. You can be there first and come and listen, or start with us and then go to the town center to warm up and then come back. So it's just a nice evening to make our Christmas merry.
And, of course, like you said, many of the merchants in the downtown area of Burnsville will be staying open, so you have an opportunity to do a little shopping, do a little looking, and that's another place you can go to get warm.
You've got it.
Get you that warm feeling of giving somebody some money, right?
Yes, yes. Of course, it's nice when they give you some. But anyway, our merchants do depend heavily on Christmas people. Christmas shopping in Burnsville, where people do shop locally, that's vital to their surviving. So we encourage that to come shop and dine and then listen to the beautiful carols being sung on the town square in front of Otway Burns.
And it's turned into an annual event. This is the
fourth year. Yes. And do keep in mind, we don't think snow is coming until Saturday night.
Right.
So, but if, you know, who knows about the weather. So if the weather gets extremely bad, just tune in to this wonderful radio station, and we will have updates.
Okay, we'll keep
you
up to
date. But we're not expecting it, though.
No, it shouldn't actually start until Saturday night, so for
yes.
Friday, might be a bit chilly, but, I mean, it's supposed to be. It's Christmas, and it's Christmas carol, and you're supposed to be kind of wrapped up and having a good time.
I think you definitely have the Christmas spirit.
Well, I'm trying. It has not felt like it was Christmas, but it's getting closer and it's getting
excited. It is. I hope you've been good all year.
Of course you. Wait a minute. Santa just passed out over there. Well, never mind. But we do hope all the good little folks comes out and enjoys this. Just a continuation of a wonderful thing that you created. It's
really
cool.
Well, thank you so much. My message is do come and enjoy. It is the holiday season.
So now, Burnsville, it's been a good year. It's been a while since we've talked. You've got new businesses coming in and a lot of different things going on, and folks can do their Christmas shopping right here in our area and support our local friends and neighbors.
Our local merchants are eager to serve us, and they have a nice variety of really reasonable price gifts. So I beg you to give them a chance, because when our local merchants fold up and go home for a lack of business, then the town folds up and we go home too. And I think we don't want that. I know I don't.
No, I think most folks don't. Well, again, give us the times of the caroling and where to be.
Okay, the Christmas caroling will start on the town square this Friday evening at 5:30. And Santa Claus at 5:30, also on Friday evening, will be in the town center to visit with all of his little friends. So come and enjoy. I think there is something for everybody.
Teresa, thank you for taking a few minutes to come by and seeing us and telling us about this wonderful event. And Merry Christmas to you and all the folks in Burnsville.
Oh, Bruce, it's always so nice to see you. A big Merry Christmas to you as well.
Thank you. Our guest today, Burnsville Mayor Teresa Coletta. Thanks for stopping by and visiting with us today. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.